For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Rick Fulton, primary volunteer and collections coordinator for Mission Mobility, which is part of the Wayland-based nonprofit Honest Path.
It was about February last year that we finally put a name to our efforts. Honest Path had started doing collections. We were just some people in Iowa that were looking for some equipment, and we realized that actually it was a lot bigger than just us in Southeast Iowa. We had friends all over the country that are veterans of going down to Bethel Ministries down in Guatemala. And those people were just dying to help, but they just needed to be organized. And so John Mitchell and I discussed it, John from Honest Path. And John said, if we can find the chairs, Honest Path will support this. And so I drafted a letter out to the different groups all around the country, and that we had overwhelming support. And so now we have people in, I think it's 18 states that are actively collecting equipment. We had equipment come from Montana. It was one of the most farther away places. But people are just looking for wheelchairs. And I'm happy to say this past year in 2014, and really our fledgling year of being Mission Mobility, we sent two containers from Washington. We sent one from Louisville, Kentucky, and we sent one from Erie, Pennsylvania, which is in the northwest corner of Pennsylvania. So it was just really an amazing blessing for it all to come together that completely in the first year.
Well, four containers, that's a lot of donations.
Yeah, I don't have the hard numbers in front of me, but if you packed a container completely full of wheelchairs, it'd be 200 wheelchairs, and that would be what we'd really love to do. But typically, we'll have anywhere from 80 to 125 wheelchairs on a container, and then we'll have any amount of walkers and canes and crutches. I think there's a lot of times will be 100 to 200 walkers and that many crutches. And then there'll be boxes and boxes of various equipment, to like the boot that you get if you have a broken foot or something like that, or splints and that type of thing. We've had prosthetics, a lot of mobility equipment, some medical equipment. We'll have a lot of wheelchair parts because, like I mentioned last year, the one nice thing about it is if you've got a wheelchair that's broken, we would love to have it, because down in Guatemala at Bethel Ministries, their wheelchair shop, there are technicians down there that rebuild the broken chairs. So don't throw away those broken wheelchairs that you might have. Let us know, and we'd be glad to take them.
This network of volunteers across the United States that you've started, is there room to grow it?
When God's in charge, there's only way to go but up. It's limitless, because we're really just a small group. There's a lot of groups across the country that are looking for wheelchairs and sending them all across the globe. But there's always room for growth. We would ideally like to have every state on the map colored in and with people looking. And ideally, we'd like to have shipping points from several different locations. You know, we've got Louisville, who's an active shipping location. My friend Brad's down there. The lady up in Pennsylvania, she's got a good warehouse that's been donated to her. We're shipping out of here. California, they've got a warehouse that's where they're borrowing some space, that they're getting some. But it'd be nice to get some even more. So if somebody has chairs in, say, Michigan, you know, we don't have to bring them all the way down here to Iowa or over to Pennsylvania. It'd be nice to ship them from that area, because it's logistics and trying to do things efficiently.
How does someone locally get involved, either by donating or volunteering their time?
Locally, the best thing to do is if you come across some equipment, you can give me a call or call somebody down at Honest Path, and we'd be glad to come pick it up, or you can drop it off. Locally, Dave Krantz's barbershop, Dave actually has gone down to Bethel Ministries on a mission trip, and people have dropped equipment off there, and then he gets it to me. Ryan Walker out of his Syngenta seed warehouse, he's been a real great part for us, because he's allowed us to ship out of there. I'm sure he'd let you drop something out there, or, you know, just give us a call, because we can come pick them up, or if you've got a power chair or a wheelchair or whatever, we'll accept it. So really, anybody can help in any way. Making phone calls, if you know somebody that works at a hospital or a nursing home, it's wonderful if, you know, you make those calls, and then you can say, hey, we found some wheelchairs here or there, and then we can follow up on it.
We've talked a lot about the collection of the donations, but we haven't talked about where it's going. Why Guatemala?
Well, there are groups that are sending things all over the world, because there's need all over the world. Guatemala is a third world country, and so with that, generally a third world country, they don't have Medicare, they don't have Medicaid, they don't have Social Security, they don't have the health insurance like we do. And so generally, if somebody needs a wheelchair here, they can get it from their insurance. And if they don't have that, there's a lot of medical lending closets. Kind of like in Washington there, we have the Sunshine Medical Equipment Loan, which is a place you can go borrow something for free. They don't have that down there. I mean, these people are living on a few dollars a day, and there's not the infrastructure in these little towns. And the reason specifically for me and why we're supporting this in Guatemala is we went on a mission trip back in 2011, and the missionaries that we work with down there, the big part of their missionary work is that they give out over 1,500 wheelchairs every year. So we just have a passion because there are people that we work with. They're our friends. I'm going down again this winter, and this will be my fifth trip since 2011 to go down and to work with those folks. And it's just really gotten to be a big part of my life, just really passionate about it because it's a wonderful experience to be able to serve with those people.
Well, Rick, thanks for sharing, and thanks for joining me.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
That was my conversation with Rick Fulton, Volunteer and Collections Coordinator for Mission Mobility, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.